The Comprehensive Pilates Teacher Training Certificate Program, CCP. I'm so happy you're here. If you've made it this far, you're truly intent on making Pilates your dream career. Let's dive into the nuts and bolts of what you'll need to make that happen. First of all, you have to believe and know it in your bones that you can do it. You can. You can make a genuine profession out of doing what you love. In fact, doing what you love is your biggest boost to success. It will keep you motivated, excited, and inspired. No matter what your age, background, experience, or even that some people may say you're crazy to want to switch careers, with an ironclad education, a no-holds-barred attitude to get to the top, and the willingness to put in the hours and the work, there's literally nothing stopping you. Make no bones about it. This is a very hard but exciting journey for a select brave few. It will revolutionize your life in every way. Be prepared to work harder than an Ironman triathlete. Achieve a physical prowess worthy of an Olympian. And happily give up Netflix, movies, and even vacations, knowing that your goal of being your own boss, making money, finding meaning, gaining recognition, and being happy teaching Pilates is within your reach. Here we go. No shortcuts. The Comprehensive Certificate Program takes approximately 3 years to complete. Why? Because you'll need this time to develop your own practice and teaching skills to a gold standard that meets your professional expectations and gets you the recognition you seek. Graduates swear by the value of dedicating this time to their education. If you think of the program like a university degree that prepares you for a lifelong, successful, and rewarding profession, it'll make sense. We know it's a considerable sacrifice. We know you're crazy busy. We know you may already have a certificate from a recognized institution. But this program is different. And the results you'll get teaching it are different too. In this program, no stone is left unturned so that after graduating, you're not searching for workshops to fill in the gaps. We want you to feel confident to open your own studio or run a firmly established operation once you're quote unquote certified. How it works. Learning is divided into three sections. Section one, course modules. Section 2, apprenticeship, and Section 3, exams. Let's review each of these components in depth. Section 1, course modules. Over the course of a Saturday and Sunday, approximately 20 hours of in-studio, hands-on, personally guided instruction is given in each course module. You'll get in-depth instruction of all relevant classical Pilates exercises in their intended sequence through theoretical explanation and physical participation. You'll learn how to do the exercises on all the apparatus, the goals, choreography, and transitions, modifications and variations of the exercises, how to teach the exercises on all apparatus, including the transitions, tactile and verbal cueing instruction, hands-on guidance and spotting instruction, basic anatomy and kinesiology of the exercises, the philosophy and history of Pilates. You'll also learn the pivotal role of concentration and focus in practice and teaching, the mental attitude, self-love, and mindset needed for success, self-care measures for long-term health as a Pilates instructor, plus best business practices to run your own studio, a radical approach to marketing to get loyal, lifelong clients who rave about you to their friends, and website guidance that brings business in the door. But most of all, you'll be immersed in the culture of Pilates to carry it on. Course Module 1, Foundations Mat. You can think of Foundations Mat in two ways. One, as the passport to gain entry to the CCP, or two, as a standalone course to take for yourself to see if becoming a fully fledged Pilates teacher is for you. In this course, you'll learn the guiding principles that support all subsequent levels of Pilates through the teaching of the classical mat sequence. Upon completion, you'll be able to take the next step and enroll in the full teacher training program, or take some time to reflect on your experience and decide upon your future. The Foundations Mat module requires no apprenticeship hours or private lessons. The exam is an intrinsic part of the course and is performed at the end of the day on Sunday at no extra cost. Course Modules 2 through 6. These course modules follow Foundations Mat. Foundation System, Intermediate 1, Intermediate 2, Advanced 1, Advanced 2. Each course module teaches the relevant repertoire, including equipment management and transitions. You'll learn the verbal cues that direct your attention to the details of each exercise, help break down the task, and let you feel each exercise more deeply and satisfyingly in your body. You'll get tactile feedback from hands-on instruction and from learning how to ally the equipment. This deep kinesthetic experience of Pilates prepares you to teach it to others. You can't teach what you can't feel. You'll learn the primary bony landmarks to be aware of and how to teach the basic biomechanics of all the exercises. You'll also learn the setup and structure of each exercise, its transitions, preparation, execution, conclusion, modifications, and variations. You'll learn the goals of each exercise and the what, how, and why to reach those goals. All this results in a laser beam honing of your attention concentration skills, which are the key to success as a practitioner and as a professional Pilates teacher. Section 2, Apprenticeship. A Pilates apprenticeship harkens back to the Guild days of the Renaissance, when artists like Michelangelo studied under the masters of the time. The craft was passed down directly from mentor to student through close approximation and an immersion into the artist culture. All facets of learning were done one-to-one, taking into account the gifts and challenges of each student. To this day, this approach is still used to transmit the Pilates method in its entirety from one generation to the next. Apprenticeship length and components. Between each course module, an approximate 6-month apprenticeship period ensues. It's in these apprenticeship months that you'll dig down deep into the exercises learned during the course modules. Here's where the method takes root and becomes deeply embodied. It becomes a living science. Apprenticeship components are private lessons, solo workouts, team training, observation and assistance, teaching to third parties, online group classes, ongoing mentorship, and immersions. We start with private lessons. 1. Private lessons. For the method to take hold in your body, become an intrinsic part of your being, and revolutionize the way you look, feel, move, work, and even think, there is no substitute for private lessons. I'll keep a watchful gaze, provide hands-on guidance, and give you targeted, personalized cues to lovingly, but purposefully, teach you what to do, how to do it, why it's important, and most significantly, what each exercise feels like in your body. There's nothing I'm more passionate about than having you feel the awe, strength, power, and exhilaration that Pilates promises. It's through this interoceptive awareness that Pilates is learned. You'll be guided through repeated executions for gradual mastery. Only through these personally tailored lessons can the entirety of the method be carried on from mentor to student. There's no other way. 2, solo workouts. Equally important as the private lessons are your own solo workouts in the studio on the equipment. Repeating the instruction you received in the lessons by yourself is how to make sure you understand the exercise in order to teach it. This is where the joy of discovery takes place. You'll be spelunking through the depths of your body to elicit the same deep feelings you felt in the lesson. Solo workouts serve to rev up your motivation motor too. There won't always be a teacher to prompt you into working out. You'll need to cultivate this skill to stay fresh and in demand as a teacher. It's your own self-practice that in the end, after graduation and out in the field, will keep you inspired, in shape, strong, and sharp as a teacher. Why solo workouts in the studio? Because knowing I'll be eagle-eyeing you surreptitiously raises the bar of your concentration and performance considerably. Plus, should you happen to need minor direction or clarification, what comes next? Headrest up or down? Parallel hips or external rotation, and so on. I'll be around to gently and minimally correct you and steer you in the right direction without interrupting your flow. Solo workouts in the studio also psychologically prepare you for your performance exam. After working out countless times on your own, when it's time for your exam, you'll associate it with just another workout and reduce nerves and anxiety to a minimum. You'll also set an example for your peers, and perhaps it will even prepare you for your own YouTube channel. 3, team training. Putting your skills to the test with your peers is the next step. You may know how to do the exercise yourself, but can you teach it? Without stumbling over words, blanking out on cues, messing up the rhythm, the sequence, equipment setting, or number of repetitions? Do you know where to stand as a teacher in relation to your student? Where to put your hands and how to put your hands to spot the exercise? Do you know what pitfalls to watch for and how to cue in advance to avoid them? Are you one step ahead of your student or are they leading the way with you lagging behind? Do you know how to modify your voice to pump up the energy needed for one exercise and then tone it down to sustain the more mellow tempo of another one? Are you teaching a workout or parroting cues? Are they sweating? If you can't teach flawlessly, composed, upbeat, and in command to your peers, how are you going to teach to paying third parties who demand results? 4, observing and assisting. To help with all of the above, the more time you observe and assist all the teachers in the studio, the quicker you'll learn. In the beginning, you'll be channeling us when teaching your peers. This makes your job easier. Why? How? By pretending, you'll enter into an actor mode mentality. This greatly diminishes self-defeating self-consciousness, as your mind won't think it's you teaching, you'll only be imitating your teacher. It works. And personally, I love being made fun of. 5, teaching to third parties. By now you're seeing how each step prepares you for the next. After considerable practice teaching your peers, you'll be primed and prepared to teach anyone who books a session. 6, weekly online group classes. These lessons serve to keep our family close-knit, lend camaraderie and support among team members, and give instruction to improve exercise understanding and execution. With the team scattered around the globe, working out together once a week increases morale and performance. It's also a great time to ask questions. If you don't know something, there's a good chance your peers are confused too. In these lessons, I'll hone in to catch minor errors and flaws that tend to creep up during the week as you work out on your own. 7. Ongoing mentorship. I'm always available to guide you step by step to becoming a bona fide, in-demand, and fully booked Pilates teacher. Whether via email, Skype, or through in-person consultations, we'll make the time to make sure you're happy and on track. 8. Immersions. Just because you don't live in Rome doesn't mean you can't be part of the 3-year CCP. Twice during the 6-month apprenticeship period, you'll travel to Rome to complete an immersion of at least 25 hours of apprenticeship. This is the equivalent of approximately 8 hours per day on a long weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. During these immersions, you'll get the same custom-made, hands-on, attentive, caring guidance that Rome-based apprentices receive through the 9 private lessons and through your own apprenticeship hours. In the weeks between the immersions, weekly lessons will be taught via Skype or similar. In the end, each apprenticeship period comprises approximately 100 hours of in-studio work. These start immediately after completing the Foundation System course module and continue until graduation. Although passing exams is important, your level of expertise as a teacher in the field, and hence your future revenue, is directly related to the amount of time you dedicate to your apprenticeship. The course modules introduce the work, but the apprenticeship makes it yours. Section 3, exams. Each course module concludes with at least 2 timed exams, a performance and a teaching exam. Some course modules require more exams. For example, to pass the Advanced 1 course module, you must do 2 performance exams and 2 teaching exams due to the abundance of the material. The majority of the course modules, however, require only 1 performance and 1 teaching exam. Performance exams, 55 minutes. In the performance exam, you'll do the Pilates repertoire you learned in the course module and have been studying during your apprenticeship. The focus will be on executing the exercises in their proper sequence, on a range of apparatus, under specific time considerations, without any outside intervention. On your own, you'll demonstrate what you have worked so hard to master during the past apprenticeship period. Teaching exams, 55 minutes. The teaching exam involves teaching the entire repertoire on all apparatus to a peer. Here's where your gifts as a teacher find their first expressions. Passing these exams prepares you to take your expertise into the world and lays the groundwork for success in your new profession. The importance of timed exams. Timed exams are standard practice in the most highly respected professions, from medicine to law, engineering, and architecture, to name a few. Why? Because it's only when the material you've studied becomes so second nature that you don't have to think about it, that you're free to teach who's in front of you and cater to her needs. Instead of worrying about what to say, the spring settings, apparatus preparation, and so on, you're free to teach as you, with your voice, style, character, and entire being. Then there's the question of nerves. We need to train our nerves like we train our muscles. With practice, as we become more familiar with the material, nervousness diminishes and the joy of teaching takes its place. You learn how to be calm in front of the most demanding, high-strung, heavyweight client through your timed exams, in the safety of the Rome studio with your support staff cheering you on. Think of the timed exams as an actress would think about memorizing her script. Meryl Streep doesn't think about her lines when performing. They're ingrained in her subconscious. The timed exams share this philosophy. When the material is deeply rooted in your muscle and mental memory, you bring Pilates to life in your teaching and start to change lives. Graduation. After completing 6 course modules, 5 separate apprenticeships, and all the exams, you'll graduate with more than the 450 industry standard required hours. You'll be a qualified, quote unquote, certified Pilates professional with a roadmap for success. On the right path, in the right place, at the right time, and with the right people. Full of trust and part of a bigger community you admire, your newfound confidence and preparation will be worth every drop of sweat and every dollar spent. By this time, you'll also be physically stronger, more aligned, and in head-turning shape, calm deep inside, and more positive about prospects. You'll know you can make a difference. So now, download the entire school catalog for even more detailed information, or click on the button below to book your first lesson. We can't wait to meet you. Thank you.